This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. New numbers from the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates Arkansas continues to add jobs, but wages are stagnant. Talk Business and Politics reports weekly pay actually fell in Arkansas 0.6% in the third quarter of 2017 when compared to the same time the previous year. From September to September, 2016 to 2017, average wages of $788 per week in Arkansas represented the third decline since first quarter 2016. Arkansas ranks 49th in take-home pay, only ahead of Mississippi. The five companies selected to cultivate medical marijuana in Arkansas should soon be able to set up shop and begin growing. Scott Hardin is a spokesman for the State Department of Finance and Administration. Since the top companies were named last week by the Arkansas Medical Marijuana Commission, he says all have met the required obligations.
Over the past week, we've been receiving the licensing fees from the companies. We've been receiving the performance bonds. And as of this morning, all five companies have paid. So meaning at the meeting next week, those licenses will be, or scores will be ratified and licenses will be issued.
The next step for the commission will be to go through applications for entities that have applied for the 227 dispensary licenses. They'll go through the same scoring process as growers, and Hardin says those retailers will likely be named in May or June. At this pace, he says, it's looking hopeful that the original timeline will be met, which is to provide medical marijuana to those with qualifying conditions by the end of this calendar year. The Arkansas legislature's fiscal session is over. It ended last week. However, a special session is scheduled to begin tomorrow at the state capitol. Consideration of highway funding is expected to be on the agenda, as is legislation to address problems with pharmacy benefit managers, or PMBs, that have developed since the first of the year. Many pharmacists in the state say they are losing money because of policies regarding Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield contracting with CVS Caremark as its pharmacy benefit manager. Other legislative matters can be introduced by lawmakers during the session. The University of Arkansas women's indoor track and field team is bringing home the runner-up trophy from the weekend's NCAA championships in College Station, Texas. Georgia won the national title with 61 points. Arkansas finished second with 49 points. The University of Arkansas Razorback men's indoor track and field team finished 13th this weekend. The Arkansas basketball team will play Friday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Arkansas received a 7 seed last night and will face a 10 seed Butler Friday afternoon in Detroit. The winner of Friday's game faces the winner of Purdue-Cal State Fullerton on Sunday. And the basketball year is over for the University of Arkansas Fort Smith teams. The women lost Friday and the men Saturday in their first round games in the NCAA Division II tournament.